Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Leskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Today we're going to discuss a new film called The Revisionaries, which tries to revise history about the 2009 Texas State Board of Education evolution hearings. Our Darwin lobbying friends at the National Center for Science Education, or NCSE, have recently gotten excited that PBS has announced it will air a film titled The Revisionaries that extensively features NCSE Executive Director Eugenie Scott. Apparently, you can catch it on PBS starting around January 28th of 2013. The NCSE calls the film an acclaimed documentary about the controversy over the Texas State Board of Education's efforts to undermine the scientific and historical integrity of the textbooks used in the state's public schools. Yes, the film is acclaimed, and for what it may be worth, it even garnered a critic's pick from the New York Times, which praised the film for being, quote, admirably even-handed and a, quote, well-made dispatch from a long war. Even-handed. Well, let's see here. Back in May of 2012, I attended a screening of The Revisionaries at the Seattle International Film Festival, or SIFF. Directed by Scott Thurman, the film is aptly named. It is quite revisionary indeed, in the sense that it tries to radically revise history by suggesting that intelligent design and creationism were required in the 2009 Texas Science Standards, and that these standards were pushed for by ignorant fundamentalist board members who ignore the advice of all qualified experts. In truth, this documentary is basically a movie version of the tired old talking points of the Texas Darwin lobby, emphasizing the private religious views of board members and giving the impression that the issue at stake in the Texas Science Standards is all about whether students will learn that there were dinosaurs on Noah's Ark. Indeed, the publicity art for the movie shows a tidal wave bearing the Ark and a couple of T-Rexes as the towering water is about to engulf the Texas State Capitol building. Well, here are the facts. The 2009 Texas Science Standards, of course, did not and do not include either creationism or intelligent design, which, needless to say, is different from creationism. If you don't believe me, read the text for yourself, which requires students to, quote, in all fields of science, analyze, evaluate, and critique scientific explanations by using empirical evidence, logical reasoning, and experimental and observational testing, including examining all sides of scientific evidence of those scientific explanations so as to encourage critical thinking by the student, and, quote, analyze and evaluate scientific explanations concerning any data of sudden appearance, stasis, and sequential nature of groups in the fossil record, or, quote, analyze and evaluate scientific explanations concerning the complexity of the cell, or, quote, analyze and evaluate the evidence regarding formation of simple organic molecules and their organization into long complex molecules having information such as the DNA molecule for self-replicating life. Or finally, quote, analyze and evaluate a variety of fossil types such as transitional fossils, proposed transitional fossils, fossil lineages, and significant fossil deposits with regard to their appearance, completeness, and alignment with scientific explanations in light of this fossil data, unquote. Where's the creationism or intelligent design in these standards? Did you catch the reference to Noah's Ark? Well, I didn't either. The standards simply ask students to look at the evidence for and against Darwinian evolution, and there's simply nothing in there about including any alternatives to evolution or any religion at all. Indeed, I think that the producers of The Revisionaries would be hard-pressed to answer this question. If the standards do push for creationism, why did they pass by a vote of 13-2 with many pro-evolution and vocally anti-creationist board members voting in favor of the very standards you just heard about? Another way The Revisionaries revises history is by telling its audience that the experts who testified in favor of teaching the strengths and weaknesses of Darwinian evolution were unqualified to do so. Thus, the film offers unrebutted commentary from Thomas Ratliff, a pro-Darwin-only board member who beat the previous chairman, Don McElroy, in an election in 2010. Ratliff claims that Darwin skeptics offered, quote, no apparent experts in the field, unquote. He says that of those experts in favor of teaching the strengths and weaknesses of Darwinian evolution, none had bachelor's or master's degrees in fields relevant to their testimony, and none had, quote-unquote, field experience. This, of course, is not true. Each of the three invited experts who testified in favor of teaching the strengths and weaknesses had strong and relevant qualifications. Ralph Silke is a professor of biology at the University of Wisconsin-Superior. Like most biologists, he has a PhD in biology, and he testified before the Texas State Board of Education in 2009 about problems with biological evolution, describing his own research, which suggests that there are limits to the power of Darwinian evolution. Charles Garner is a chemistry professor at Baylor University with a PhD in organic chemistry who does research relevant to origin of life questions. He testified about problems with theories of the chemical origin of life. Stephen Meyer holds a PhD in the history and philosophy of science from Cambridge University, where he studied the scientific debate over Darwinian evolution and the origin of life. Dr. Meyer testified about scientific weaknesses in biological and chemical evolution that have been expressed in mainstream scientific literature, and in fact, he presented to the board over 100 papers from the mainstream scientific literature that challenge core tenets of biological and chemical evolution. Given that Dr. Meyer himself has published some of this literature, I think he's clearly qualified as well. And of course, those were just the invited experts. There was also a parade of other PhD biologists who testified in favor of teaching the strengths and weaknesses. As we covered previously on Evolution News and Views, PhD biologists who testified in favor of teaching the strengths and weaknesses included Ray Bolin, Don Ewert, Wade Warren, and Sarah Colby Hicks. Warren and Colby Hicks gave striking testimony about the lack of academic freedom for university researchers. Warren testified about how a non-mandatory discussion on the pros and cons of evolution that he wanted to hold while a graduate student in biology was shut down. Specifically, Hicks, who holds a PhD in ecology and evolutionary biology from Rice University, lamented the fact that, quote, science censorship permeates education at the undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. These biologists testified about weaknesses in evolution, including limits to the amount of biological change that can be affected by natural selection, the lack of evidence for evolution of the fossil record, the inability of Darwinian evolution to produce the complexity of cellular processes, and the fact that evolution is not required to do most biology research. Additionally, Letourneau biology professor Karen Risman testified about scientific weaknesses in evolution pertaining to the presentation of evolution in biology textbooks and discrepancies between the molecular and fossil dates for the alleged common ancestors of many species. By the end of the 2009 Texas State Board of Education evolution hearings, no one could say with a straight face that there are no scientific weaknesses in Darwinian evolution or that no credible scientists doubt neo-Darwinism. But leave it to the revisionist creators of the revisionaries to leave all this information out of the film. Instead, the audience is left with a distinct and unmistakable impression that the pro-strengths and weaknesses experts lacked relevant qualifications. The fact that this was the film's message was clearly revealed in a question during the Q&A session after the screening I attended of the revisionaries at the Seattle International Film Festival. Someone asked if more stringent standards would be applied in the future to ensure that the experts had relevant qualifications. Well, if only the film had explained what actually happened, the audience would have known that there were plenty of folks with relevant qualifications who were skeptics of Darwinian evolution. Unfortunately, the film is largely dedicated to making ad hominem attacks against the motives and personal creationist beliefs of some Darwin skeptics on the Texas State Board of Education. Meanwhile, it does nothing to scrutinize the motives of leading evolutionists featured in the film. For example, the NCSC's Eugenie Scott. The documentary shows no interest in mentioning or exploring the fact that she's a signer of the Third Humanist Manifesto. She's, of course, entitled to sign any document she likes, but surely that speaks to some of her own motivations, no less than does, for example, Don McElroy's personal views about young Earth creationism. In the same way the film attacks the qualifications of Darwin-doubting experts, it never complains about the fact that pro-evolution expert Ronald Wetherington, who's an evolutionary anthropologist by training, gave extensive testimony about issues related to U.S. history and medieval philosophy, subjects far outside his own area of expertise. The filmmaker, Scott Thurman, simply chose not to criticize any of the Darwinian evolutionists who testified. As for the other Darwin skeptics, the revisionary calls us evolution deniers who thumbed their noses at science, exhibited a combination of ignorance and arrogance. According to the film, we quote-unquote creationists seek to impose creationist-inspired nonsense on Texas students. Gratuitous scenes, carefully selected from Scott Thurman's numerous hours of Texas State Board of Education meeting footage, show Darwin-doubting board members stumbling over their words, all to portray them as ignorant and uninformed. For good measure, Ronald Wetherington offers his opinion that Discovery Institute staff are, quote, masters of deceit, unquote. These types of double standards and personal attacks, unfortunately, are very common throughout the film, and there are many other biased or inaccurate elements. Suffice to say, The Revisionaries is an exercise in promoting the inherit the win stereotype, and, as most stereotypers do, it ignores contrary evidence. Yet during the Q&A that I observed, director Scott Thurman claimed that he wanted the film to be, quote-unquote, fair. Really? After the SIFF screening of The Revisionaries, I overheard Thurman talking with a couple of audience members. He said that he was careful not to give the impression that ID and evolution are quote-unquote equal. Likewise, during the Q&A, Thurman was asked how in the world do we fight this. His answer was this, quote, let's get the average citizen sufficiently scared to go out and vote, unquote. More specifically, Thurman told the audience that his film's goal is to target quote-unquote moderate Republicans. So the agenda behind the film, apparently, is to target moderate Republicans to get them to go out and vote with the Darwin lobby. Mr. Thurman is, of course, welcome to his opinions, but he shouldn't pretend that his film is trying to be fair or that it was without its own agenda. Perhaps for journalists and documentary filmmakers in the Darwin lobby, agendas and biases are the new fare. So The Revisionaries is a dispatch, all right, from the alternative universe promoted by the Darwin lobby. Though the individuals featured in the documentary are real enough, the impression that Mr. Thurman leaves with viewers overlaps only vaguely with reality. If anything, the film is a good reminder of why we at Discovery Institute often choose not to participate in documentaries that have an obvious agenda to twist the facts and play on the emotions of viewers. In this case, the target audience was apparently moderate Republicans, all to scare them into capitulating to Darwin. Yet Thurman had the chutzpah to complain that Discovery Institute didn't want to be interviewed for his agenda-driven, intensely biased, and historically inaccurate documentary. Is that fair? Something to think about. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.